And so we're gathering information as we sit here. Okay, moving on. The last one was just we added UDOT in. Oh, this is the one clarifying what expenses. This is the traffic signal. We probably ought to read this one, Jeff, so you make sure. I need to add on this one in V. That we need the reference to River Road, third turn lane.
And the caption also.
Yes, and the caption.
So we're talking about left turn lane at what? Is it fair just to reference it as access 3? I know that's how Ryan.
Is that what it's designated as?
It
is. I'll call it on access 3.
In the traffic, but on the master plan, is it referenced in any other way, Dan?
The Hewlett property access.
I'll give a location and as commonly referenced as access 3.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay, and so if you come down, let's see here, last sentence. Developer shall have a choice at that time. Let's see here.
Up a little higher.
The village will increase traffic to the intersection, and as such, the developer shall pay 50% of any city costs expended on the installation of the traffic signal for required infrastructure, expansion of pavement, landscaping, etc.,
accepting
specifically any costs associated with the right-of-way acquisition. So, and we'll put the same thing in for the other.
And the reason we accept that is to make sure that the city isn't or that the developer isn't hiring the city to get condemnation authority that he doesn't otherwise have.
Exactly.
It has to be the city that does
city.
It and pays for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the rest of it explains that if it's not done, UDOT, and those are only city costs, UDOT's going to pay to put this in if everybody waits. Okay? If he gets to a point where he wants to move forward, he can pay the entirety of the costs. When UDOT comes in, the agreement is if there are city costs other than acquisition of property, Dan will pay 50% of those.
So, Corbin, this paragraph is specifically titled Traffic Signal at Main and River Road. Would we have a new paragraph titled?
I can either do it as a new one, or we'll do just
an edit in the title. Okay.
We'll make it all fit together with that,
okay,
so it applies to both.
Okay.
And I think with that, those are all of the edits that we've made. So, any questions at all?
I have a couple relatively small remaining points here. The first one, maybe we should just go all the way back up to K. I mean, maybe you don't have to go there. So the point is, several times here we're referencing HOA or POA, and K just talks about a POA. I don't know if that's important. Do we need to say HOA or POA here as well? Maybe it's not a big deal.
Let me look at that, JC. There's a master property owners association. We need to have it consistent.
Right.
Because there may be sub. We talk about having sub where there's going to be a commercial and probably a residential HOA, but they're subject to a master one. I'll just make a note to make sure that we're referring to those accurately throughout.
Okay.
Okay. So on.
Really, in this case, since it's more than homes, it's probably a POA, so a property owners association.
Will be the master one.
Yeah, because it covers the commercial and the residential.
JC, can I comment on that same one?
Sure, yeah, Kevin has a comment.
While you're on that, I just want to make it clear that does the language lock in the developer in terms of a commitment to provide the necessary easement if the county approves a trail easement to Memorial Hill?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got that.
Then that's fine. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My only other comment, and it's another sort of clerical issue, I believe it's down below on Q. We're talking about nightly rental. We refer to an exhibit C there, and I think it's the same exhibit number that we've also referred to with the traffic study and letter business.
Yeah, it's actually
D. Yes, that's right. Wait, and we talked about that today. That's right. So I'm going to put update exhibit.
But that's not in there now.
And it's.
We have all four exhibits. We just have that one lettered wrong.
Lettered. So we've got two exhibit C's. I just need to put exhibit C and exhibit D.
So in our packet, is the transient rental zone shown in
It's at the
bottom.
It's
in D.
Yeah, it's in D.
There's
So you just need to change it from C to D, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's all we got.
Okay.
Just update the numbering on it to make sure that's accurate.
Okay.
I appreciate everyone reading this closely. This is an important document, and I want to make sure you understand.
Can I just say, I hate that the transient overlay zone cuts through houses.
Yeah.
Well, that's,
and we referenced how that's to be
dealt
with.
But it's gonna, you know, it's gonna be a nightmare, just saying.
That's
why
we want the map that shows exactly which units can be rented, and that's what that second map shows.
Okay.
So when somebody comes into the planning office and says, I want to rent my unit, if it's not one that's highlighted, then they don't get to rent their unit. And so that's why we wanted it specific, otherwise it would have been a battle of every property owner.
And the language says if there's any part of the house that's outside of that line, that it's not.
Zero.
See, that line.
And then this clarifies it by not highlighting those.
That shows that they're out, okay, all right.
Another question I have, and this may be.
That's the best we can do.
Jumping too many steps backwards, but with this being, you know, we did a creative way to take the existing zoning, do a zone change to allow the spreading of the residential. But correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, didn't, by virtue of doing that, right, versus the existing zone, the amount of commercial that's required because of the amount of residential as a mixed use has gone up.
So.
Isn't that correct?
So we're probably.
Don't get me started on this.
What we want to do is make sure we at least maintain the same amount. Because you remember before, only part of it was a mixed use project, so less square footage was used for mixed use.
Right.
And then kind of the unintended consequence of rezoning the whole thing is now the whole thing needs to have a 20-80 split.
I guess that's my question, because, and feel free, Dan, to say if you don't agree with that. Just this whole concept of we're requiring more commercial space, a more intense use than would have otherwise been proposed.
In exchange for more intense density.
Yeah, for lower.
Yeah.
So
lower density.
So there's less density, but also we're not including the residential garages as part of that calculation, which brought it more into what it was. It balanced it out.
If I could jump in here, so my calculation is that when we made it all commercial, which we, again, used as a tool, it wasn't meant that we were going to make it all commercial.
Right.
Then we increased the amount of commercial requirement, because now we're counting all the residential in the northern half.
Right.
It was not counted before.
Right.
Then by virtue of the garage adjustment, we brought it back down. By my calculation, there's still about an extra 7,000 square feet of additional commercial that we wouldn't have proposed in the first plan. So it's close, but it's not, it wasn't.
So I guess my real question is again, I hate it when a code gets in the way where the city would like this, a developer would like this, but the code is making them do this.
Not that I don't agree with that. It's not the code that's making them do that. It's how we resolve the problem.
Understood.
By shortcutting and not doing a SPA or a C4 zone or whatever.
But the point is still valid in the standpoint of, I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm hearing Dan would do 7,000 square feet less commercial here, but for the fact of our code.
Dan is doing 16,000 feet of unused commercial space. So we're actually getting 16,000 square feet of commercial space that is going to be storage and will not house any sort of commercial activity.
I'd like to comment on that. The people who run commercial businesses require storage space, and they require a lot of it. And that's part of the code, is that you can count that storage space. In fact, someone who's looking at buying one of my properties wants the lot bigger, or the building bigger, because they feel that the commercial space is not enough. So, anyway, I just wanted to rebut that a little bit, because I think commercial space is a significant part of running a business. Storage space is a significant part of running a business.
Depending on the business, I agree. But with the majority of these being restaurants, any successful restaurant is going to want additional seats. It's going to want outside seating. And the benefit of commercial activity to the city is increased tax returns. Commercial is not a tax burden to the city. The residential units are a tax burden to the city and the rest of the citizens in Midway. So in my view, we need to get as much commercial as possible to offset the net drain of the 143 homes on less than 20 acres that we're adding to the burden of the taxpayers of Midway.
Yes, just one more comment, is that I'm satisfied with where we are, you know, even though it's may have been larger or smaller, we've configured the commercial in such a way that I feel like it's still very open, but still will lead a vital or a lively commercial environment. I've been meeting with potential buyers for the last 2 weeks of some of these spaces, and I think that the potential for restaurants side by side is really quite interesting.
Yeah, my comment's more directed towards, again, the principle of requiring more intensity than what would otherwise happen by itself, but for the fact of the code, but also in terms of especially, and I know we're going to get into this in the general plan, and you know, we'll get too detailed into this, but especially the fact where a code may require higher density commercial, if you will, two-story commercial, which in my mind really isn't going to kind of fit with the character of kind of what's been done to date in Midway. And again, I just hate a code kind of pushing us in a direction where, but for the fact of a code, we would have less square footage developed.
I'd kind of just like to respond and say I feel like commercial is very, very important. And I know we have slightly differing opinions about where all that commercial is and are we dividing our main street and things like that. And any commercial is better than no commercial. I mean, I'm looking at what they're trying to carve out in Charleston to get some commercial out there for a tax base. And, you know, it's just critical for a town to not have to increase property taxes on their residents, right? That's a revenue stream that benefits everybody. And so I appreciate your comment about code forcing us to do things we don't want to do, but I guess I disagree that in this case, I want all that commercial. And I feel like they've configured it in a way that's more pleasing to our main street. It's going to give us what we want without creating the eyesore that we maybe could have had, right? So I do think commercial is really, really important, but I also agree, so I disagree on that point, but I so agree that we want our code to match what it is we're trying to accomplish.
I think both can be done. I'm focusing on kind of the massing of building and massing down Main Street of more single story. I'm not saying everything single story, but generally more single story versus, you know, two-story commercial is a completely different aesthetic.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And there's ways we can address that. So building massing, for instance, we can come up with a ratio, much like we talked about with single-family homes, and that can all be planned as a seed in the general plan, and then we can convert that into code later on. But that's
which is really a great direction. I agree.
Visioning and try to make our code match that.
I certainly appreciate what you're saying, Kevin. I would ask that we punt that to the general plan.
Absolutely.
So that we're not here after 10 o'clock tonight.
Okay, but I think we're
but
all
I think
same
it's
page.
A valid discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, what else have we got, Corbin?
That's everything. If someone's going to make a motion, let me just remind and list out what you just told me so that can be part of the motion. You asked that we include in the current proposal the totals for water for phase 1, 2 and also for phase 3. You want me to rewrite the language in L regarding each phase and the requirement to mitigate impact on the neighbors through fences and berms that will be dealt with per phase. In N, you want me to add in parking. In S, we need to take all reference to administrative